This recording, Xinjiang 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suitable private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a real form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lawyer back with her palm, then saying a tone to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on a right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Today, I would introduce my hometown to you. My hometown is in Xinjiang, Urumqi. It is in the northwest of China. There are many features in Urumqi. Big Brother is a symbol of prosperity. You can see many nationality goods there. Food in Urumqi is different from here. The staple food is noodle. Now, Urumqi is developing more and more rapidly. I think my school days are very boring. I was always anxious about tests. When I was in grade 3 in primary school, I first began to learn English. At that time, I thought English is very interesting, and I was eager to learn it. 孔子《论语》：学而第一。子曰：学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二。子曰：诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。子游问孝。子曰：今之孝者，是谓能养，至于犬马，皆能有养，不尽，何以别乎？子曰：视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉守哉？人焉守哉？